Hello and welcome to Jazz Northwest, our regular Sunday afternoon survey of the regional jazz scene. I'm Jim Wilkie, and today's show is the first in a series of concerts we recorded last weekend at Centrum's Jazz Port Townsend, which is held each year on the last weekend of July. There were three big main stage concerts in McCurdy Pavilion, which included two or three groups in each concert. We're going to start in the middle of Jazz Port Townsend with the Saturday matinee, which opened with the Clayton Brothers Quintet. Next week, we'll hear three singers sharing the stage, Dee Daniels, Renee Marie, and Dina DeRose. And later this month, we'll hear the festival's All-Star Big Band in a brilliant tribute to Woody Herman, co-led by two drummers who played with Woody, Jeff Hamilton and Joe LaBarbera. John Clayton is the artistic director of Jazz Port Townsend, and he's co-leader with brother Jeff Clayton of the Clayton Brothers Quintet, which opened the Saturday matinee concert. John is on bass, Jeff is on alto sax, and the rest of the group includes John's son, Gerald, on piano. Terrell Stafford is the trumpet player, and Kendrick Scott is on drums. And like the other musicians featured at Jazz Port Townsend this year, the members of this group were also part of the faculty at the Jazz Workshop, which takes place during the week before the festival. The concert begins with a piece by Jeff Clayton, which he calls Back in the Swing of Things. The Clayton Brothers Quintet on the main stage at McCurdy Pavilion from Centrum's Jazz Port Townsend. Back in the Swing of Things, composed by Jeff Clayton of the Clayton Brothers, on stage at Centrum's Jazzport Townsend. It's coming to you on Jazz Northwest from 88.5 FM Jazz, Blues, and NPR News. Here's John Clayton.
Thank you. Good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen. What a joy it is to be here with you again. I want to introduce you to the members of the Clayton Brothers. The rule is here, you're either related to us by blood or we just go ahead and adopt you. The gentleman to my right is one of the people that I adore and who I'm so proud to have adopted. And as you can hear, he plays the out of the drums. And he's just one of the most in-demand drummers that you're going to find on the scene today amongst these young people that are just tearing it up. Please say hello to Kendrick Scott, ladies and gentlemen. And I always like to point out, if the gentleman on piano looks like me but with hair, it's because it's my son. He has done okay. He was born in Utrecht, the Netherlands, and finished growing up in Los Angeles, moved to New York, where he is right now, and has got his own trio, plays with people like Charles Lloyd, has worked with Jorge Hargrove on the road and recorded, et cetera, et cetera. He's already got 3 Grammy nominations under his belt. Again, say hello to Gerald Clayton on piano. Thank you. And we call that the mature department of the orchestra. The gentleman holding that trumpet, I mean, the roof here is pretty high, but it doesn't matter because when he plays, he'll take it off. And he is not only a fantastic trumpet player, but he's also a wonderful pedagogue. He's the head of the music department, not just the jazz, the music department at Temple University. Check out his recordings. All these gentlemen have recordings, but I'm talking about terrible Terrell Stafford on trumpet. And it is true what they say, blood is thicker than mud. I've loved this guy since before he was on the planet. Yes, this is my brother. This is my mother's son, Jeff Clayton on saxophone, ladies and gentlemen. Thank you. The first song that we played for you is pretty much a testament of what we feel about music. My brother calls it Back in the Swing of Things. And we love to swing. We have fun doing that. Not only, but including. And there's a man who died year before last, whose music really affected me growing up into my adulthood, and that is B.B. King. B.B. King, his music was so, so influential on me growing up. And after he passed away, I just wrote a song, and it has many of the elements that you recognize in B.B. King. The singability of it, the bluesiness, of course. And I, of course, remember that those kinds of bass lines that would just hold his group together that were so wonderful. I wrote this piece, and we hope that you enjoy it, dedicated to the memory of B.B. King. It's called Long Live the King. Thank you.
You're listening to the Clayton Brothers in Concert from Centrum's Jazzport Townsend on 88.5 FM, Jazz, Blues, and NPR News.
Long live the king.
Here's John Clayton.
So we have a new project. It's a recording that we finished, and we're excited about it. We hope that if you enjoy some of the music that you're hearing this afternoon, that you'll feel free to jot on over to, we should do it anyway, just check out all the amazing recordings they have there and paraphernalia. But our new recording called Soul Brothers is there. That's on there. Also, the song that we're going to play for you now is a composition of Gerald's. And do you want to tell us about this composition? He says no. Okay, so you'll figure it out. But he calls it Soul Stomp. Thank you.
Soul Stomp, composition by Gerald Clayton, played by the Clayton Brothers Quintet. John Clayton on bass, Jeff Clayton on alto sax, and Terrell Stafford on trumpet, and Kendrick Scott on drums, along with Gerald Clayton on piano. In concert from Centrum's Jazz Port Townsend McCurdy Pavilion at Fort Worden State Park. Soul Stomp. You're listening to Jazz Northwest from 88.5 FM, Jazz, Blues, and NPR News. Here's a beautiful ballad with John Clayton on bass and Gerald Clayton on piano, and you'll hear Jeff Clayton on alto sax in a beautiful song by Johnny Mandel. Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you. Thank you so much. Thank you. That was Johnny Mandel's Close Enough for Love. I want to do one more for you. And this song has a story attached to it. It has to do with a travel day from hell. I think we can all relate to that. Mine was, I was supposed to go from Berlin and get to Tokyo with enough time to clean up, get to the hotel, you know, go to the gig. Didn't work out that way. I get to Berlin, the damn airport is closed. So with a couple of friends, we rent a car and drive like madmen to the Frankfurt airport, here at Hanover airport, and make it just in time to get to Frankfurt. From Frankfurt, I fly to Seoul, Korea. From Seoul, I get to Tokyo. Of course, by now I'm late. I meet the promoter, I got my bags, run down a flight of stairs, up another flight of stairs, go onto a train, right, an hour and a half. Down another flight of stairs, up another flight of stairs, go on another train, right, an hour. Down a flight of stairs, straight into the taxi, straight to the concert hall, right to the dressing room, put on my tuxedo, grab my bass, walk straight on stage. The only story of my life. The only cool thing was that while standing on a train, I wrote a song. It's such a happy little ditty. It's called Last Stop. And once again, my dear friends, Terrell Stafford on trumpet, ladies and gentlemen. Jeff Clayton on saxophone. Kendrick Scott on drums. Gerald Clayton on piano. Thank you.
Thank you, everybody, for coming out and listening to us, the Clayton Brothers. We appreciate you. We love you. We'll see you. Kendrick Scott, ladies and gentlemen. Kendrick Scott. Terrell Stafford. Jeff Clayton. And Gerald Clayton. Thank you so much. We'll see you in a few minutes. Thank you.
John Clayton. John Clayton and the Clayton Brothers Quintet. All right.
Concluding this concert by the Clayton Brothers Quintet at Jazzport Townsend, that was John Clayton's composition, Last Stop. John Clayton was on bass, Jeff Clayton on alto, Terrell Stafford trumpet, Gerald Clayton was the pianist, and Kendrick Scott at the drums. We recorded the concert at the Saturday matinee in McCurdy Pavilion at Fort Worden last weekend. We have more festival concerts to bring you in coming weeks. Next week, three stellar singers share the stage, Dee Daniels, Renee Marie, and Dina DeRose. Later this month, we'll hear the tribute to Woody Herman featuring the Faculty All-Star Big Band. Jazzport Townsend is presented by Centrum annually on the last weekend of July. For more information about all the Centrum programs, see centrum.org. Thanks to the musicians who allow us to record and broadcast their music on Jazz Northwest, and thanks also to John Clayton, Greg Miller, and all the staff at Centrum. Special thanks to Neville Pearsall, Lucy Peacham, and Mike Sakarias, who provided house sound and assistance with recording this concert for Jazz Northwest. This was a Hatch Cover production exclusively for 88.5. Incidentally, John Clayton and Jeff Hamilton are in Seattle this week playing with old friend Monty Alexander. They're concluding their gig at Jazz Alley tonight. Monday night, Gail Pettis and Jovino Santos Neto Trio play a free barbecue jazz concert at Interbay Golf Center between Queen Anne and Magnolia from 5:30 to 8:30. And the annual Jazz and Oysters Festival is next weekend, featuring James Dandifer Quintet with George Colligan and the Thera Memory Superband at Wilson Field in Ocean Park on Long Beach Peninsula. For more jazz information, see the KPLU calendar or earshot.org. Here's a sample of Dina Blade's new CD, Bossa Amazonica. It was recorded in Brazil with a Brazilian band, and it sounds great.
Sa danço samba, sa danço samba, vai, 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 vai. Sa danço samba, sa danço samba, vai. Sa danço samba, sa danço samba, vai, 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 vai. Sa danço samba, sa danço samba, vai. Já dancei o twist até demais, mas não sei me cansei do calypso, xa, xa, xa. Sa danço samba, sa danço samba, vai, 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 vai. Sa danço samba, sa danço samba, vai.
That's from Dina Blade's new CD, recorded in Brazil with Brazilian musicians. That's André Dantas on accordion there. The name of the album is Bossa Amazonica, and Dina Blade is singing regularly on Sundays at a place called Harissa in Seattle on Northeast 65th. That's all the time we have for Jazz Northwest today. I'm Jim Wilkie. I hope you enjoyed our show and that you'll be with us again next week for more music from Centrum's Jazz Port Townsend. You're listening to KPLU, 88.5 Tacoma, Seattle, KPLI 90.1 Olympia, KVIX 89.3 Port Angeles, Victoria, KPLK 88.9 Cedro Woolley, and streaming all jazz worldwide at jazz24.org.